The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off talking about a new comedy club in the Raleigh area. Ken Jeong, who has starred in The Hangover and NBC's Community, will headline the grand opening of a new comedy club opening in Cary's Parkside Town Commons. Raleigh Improv will open Friday, December 28th at 1224 Parkside Main Street. Actor and comedian Ken Jeong was raised in Greensboro. He graduated from Duke University before getting his medical degree from UNC Chapel Hill. While he did practice medicine for a few years, he gave it up to pursue a career in acting and comedy. Jeong was spotlighted earlier this year dancing and cheering on the Blue Devils at a Duke-UNC basketball game. Jeong will perform December 28th and 29th at Raleigh Improv. Raleigh Improv's initial lineup also includes Dusty Slay, Whitney Cummings, Chris Kattan, Adam Devine, Arsenio Hall, and Rita Rudner. Tickets for all shows are currently available on Raleigh Improv's website. And speaking of comedy, here's the rundown for Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. December 6th through the 8th, it's Chris Porter. Chris is best known as a finalist on Season 4 of NBC's Last Comic Standing. December 13th through the 15th, it's Joe List. Joe began his comedy career in Boston in 2000, just weeks after graduating from high school. Since that time, he's been featured on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with David Letterman, as well as multiple appearances on Conan. December 20th through the 22nd at Goodnight's, Clayton English, crowned as the Season 9 champ of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Clayton is a comedy star in the making. In addition to his on-stage work, English has also landed roles in the world of television and film. December 28th through the 30th, it's Alonzo Bowden. Before working in show business, he was a jet mechanic at Lockheed Martin. His passion and talent for comedy pushed him on to the stage. His credits include winning Season 3 of NBC's Last Comic Standing. December 31st, of course, New Year's Eve, it's Andy Woodhull. Ring in the new year with an evening filled with laughter, courtesy of Andy. He's made recent appearances on Conan, on Comedy Central's The Half Hour, and in 2014 he was the first comedian to make his network television debut on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. And in the new year, January 4th through the 6th, it's Rodney Perry. He calls Atlanta home, and when he's not traveling the country, his first love is comedy. His talents have also landed him as co-host of Who's Got Jokes and BET's Monique Show. You may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. Know that all shows are rated 18 plus unless noted. All right, let's move on to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. The phone number there, 919-560-3030. Saturday, December 8th, The Nutcracker, presented by Triangle Youth Ballet. This is the 24th season of the Triangle Youth Ballet's production of Nutcracker. And the performances, there are two of them, one at 11 a.m. and the other at 3 p.m. Monday, December 10th, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, plus Lucinda Williams. Steeped in the sounds of the Deep South, Lucinda and Charles are pillars of American music. Raised in Memphis, Lloyd has long expressed his hometown's musical heritage through the soul and might of jazz. Likewise, Williams, a Louisiana native, mixed country, rock, and folk long before it was fashionable. Tuesday through Thursday, December 11th through the 13th at Carolina Theater, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, marking the 25th anniversary tour. Performances start at 7. Friday, December 14th, it's Delta Ray with special guest Emma Hearn. Six-piece band Delta Ray hails from Durham with Liz Hopkins and Brittany Holges fronting the robust group with sultry harmonies. Headlining over 100 shows each year and a regular on the festival circuit since forming in 2009. Saturday, December 15th at Carolina Theater, contemporary violinists Daniel D. and Eric Stanley live in concert. Daniel D. is a 3-time first place Apollo Theater winner, and he studied at New York City's Juilliard School of Music. Eric received the YouTube Silver Play Button, surpassing 153,000 subscribers and 21 million total upload views. Daniel D.'s and Eric Stanley's unique showmanship styles cross all genres of music, leading to their growing international multicultural fan base. And that show, it starts at 7. Monday, December 17th, Jewel's Handmade Holiday Tour. Whether you fell in love with Jewel's music when she was a fresh-faced young singer-songwriter in the 90s, or you've enjoyed her more mature work, you won't want to miss her new tour. Tuesday, December 18th, it's Daughtry, Cage to Rattle Tour. As the frontman for the band bearing his name, Daughtry has become one of the most visible and consistent rock and roll torchbearers of the 21st century. Friday, January 11th, Gregory Alan Isakov, Evening Machines. Sunday, January 13th, the Three Viennese Masters. That's a 3 o'clock performance. Thursday, January 17th, Miracle on the Hudson, 10th anniversary celebration. That show starts at 7. And Sunday, January 27th, it's Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group was founded in the early 60s by Joseph Shabalala, a teenage farm boy living just outside the small town of Ladysmith, halfway between Johannesburg and Durban. Joseph added to his group's name the word black in reference to the black oxen, the strangest of all farm animals. Mambazo is the Zulu word for chopping axe, a symbol of the group's vocal ability to clear the path to success. All right, let's check out Deepak, Durham Performing Arts Center. Wednesday, December 12th through Sunday, December 16th, A Christmas Carol. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy with a cast of almost 100. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. The humor is topical and sometimes biting, but is woven brilliantly into this Broadway-quality production. The show has been performed annually since 1974 and has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Monday, December 17th at Deepak, it's the Beach Boys' Reason for the Season Christmas Tour. You can capsulize most pop music acts by reciting how many hits they've had and how many millions of albums they've sold. But these conventional measurements fall short when you're assessing the impact of the Beach Boys. This band has birthed a torrent of hit singles and sold albums by the tens of millions. but its greater significance lies in the fact that the Beach Boys' songs have forever changed the musical landscape, profoundly influencing countless performing artists to follow. Tuesday, December 18th, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Thursday, December 20th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker, celebrating the fifth year of their five-year anniversary. This contemporary dance spectacle is set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music, with the full-length production featuring a dozen all-star dancers, an on-stage DJ, and an electric violinist. Saturday and Sunday, December 29 and 30, it's the Nutcracker. This is a Carolina Ballet event, and this is the only performance of the Nutcracker in the country, with illusions created by the renowned magician Rick Thomas. Tuesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof. Saturday, January 19th, live from here with Chris Thiele. Tuesday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 27th, the musical Miss Saigon. Wednesday, January 30th, it's Russell Peters, Deported World Tour. Thursday, January 31st, at Deepak, Tony Braxton, As Long As I Live Tour. And then Friday, February 1st, it's Mandolin Orange, North Carolina-based singer-songwriter Andrew Marlin and multi-instrumentalist Emily Franz, as Mandolin Orange release their newest music, Tides of a Teardrop, the day of this concert. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is in full swing through January 23rd at Booth Amphitheater. Of course, this has kind of become a holiday tradition. The amphitheater, once again, is being transformed into a magnificent setting when the festival returns for this holiday season. This is its fourth year. It runs through January 13th. Tickets start at $10 and can be purchased through etix.com or the Booth Amphitheater box office. Days and times of operation, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 to 10 p.m., closed Mondays except for December 24th and 31st. Let's check out the entertainment at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, December 5th, Pleasures with Zephranthes, Chew, and Savage Nights. Thursday, December 6th, The Oblations, Natural Born Leaders, and Victoria Victoria. Friday, December 7th, Funk You with Cosmetic Superheroes. Saturday, December 8th, Screw Cancer Benefit at 7:30. Sunday, December 9th, All You Need Is Love, a benefit for Ashley Ray's Linden and Family. That starts at 12:30. Monday, December 10th, Vista Kicks with Vintage Pistol. Tuesday, December 11th, Frederick the Young times Babe Club. Wednesday, December 12th, Jason D. Williams. That starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday, December 13th, Emma's Lounge with Downtown Abbey and the Echoes and Sid Kingsley. Friday, December 14th, The Vagabonds with Kendall Street Company. And Saturday, December 15th, The Shakedown presents a very Shakedown holiday bash. Moving to another club in Raleigh, The Ritz. It's located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, December 7th, A Very Get Sad Y'all Christmas at 9. Saturday, December 29th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Rumors at 7. Then Monday, December 31st, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Shoot to Thrill. Saturday, January 5th, Grunge Fest Holiday Hangover at 7. Saturday, January 12th, another WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz with Appetite for Destruction. Friday, January 18th, Jesse McCartney, the Resolution Tour. And at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, December 5th, Samantha Fish with Jonathan Long at 8. Thursday, December 6th, Front Country with Hank and Patty, Electric Duo, and Blue Cactus, 8 o'clock. Friday, December 7th, Abbey Road Live, 50th anniversary of the White Album. That starts at 7. Saturday, December 8th, QDR Cares, Acoustic Christmas for Kids, at 8. Monday, December 10th, State Property Reunion, Now or Never Tour, at 8. Tuesday, December 11th, Kruangbin at 8. Thursday, December 13th, Carl Thomas at 8. Friday, December 14th, Yarn with the Dune Dogs at 8 o'clock. Saturday, December 15th, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday Tour 2018. That concert starts at 8:30. All right, a couple of audio described performances to talk about today. Sunday, December 9th, it's Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. This is at Raleigh Little Theater, the 5 o'clock performance. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol. Celebrate the season. Scrooge and the spirits are headed back for a holiday ghost story of hope and redemption. This is the 2 o'clock performance at Hanesbrand Theater in Winston-Salem. Sunday, December 16th, Black Nativity. This is Justice Theater Project at NC State University's Titmuss Theater. Performance starts at 3. Then, Tuesday, December 18th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Of course, what would the holiday season be without The Nutcracker? Featuring a live symphony orchestra, grand magical illusions, and magnificent sets and costumes. This is at Memorial Auditorium, again, Tuesday, December 18th, 7 p.m. Now, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advance notice. Moving on to PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Wednesday through Sunday, December 5th through the 9th, it's Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Wednesday, December 12th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Saturday, December 15th, LITAF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Sunday, December 30th, the always entertaining Harlem Globetrotters. Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods Tour. Saturday, January 19th, Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour 2019. Sunday, January 27th, it's Cher, Here We Go Again Tour 2019. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. Those are all at PNC Arena. Okay, at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, the music continues with the museum's Sights and Sounds concert series. February 3rd, Melange. Where's that Melange? Anyway, March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time. April 7th, Benjamin Beelman on violin and Andrew Tyson on piano. Raleigh Little Theater. The box office number there is 919-821-3111. Through December 16th, it's Cinderella. Of course, the musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. January 20th, Triangle African American Theater Preview 19. January 11th through the 27th, it's Measure for Measure. And February 15th through the 24th at Raleigh Little Theater, Junie B. Jones, the musical. All right, let's take a look at some of the communities in the Triangle at Apex, the Halley Cultural Arts Center. Friday through Sunday, December 7th through the 9th, Last Minute Wishes and Karaoke Christmas. Saturday, December 15th, Handel's Messiah, Part 1, and that starts at 7:30. Sunday, January 13th, Simply Strings, Classical Concert Series. The concert starts at 3. And then Saturday, February 16th, Jazz Live Concert Series, also starts at 7:30. Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, December 7th, Christmas with Chris Golden. If anyone spends any time listening to, asking about, or reading over any material pertaining to Christian country music, they will not get very far without discovering the name Chris Golden. It seems as though every song has some ties to this powerhouse talent. Friday, December 14th, Jazz Dinner featuring the John Brown Quartet. Dinner is at 7. The concert starts at 8. Saturday and Sunday, December 15 and 16, A Motown Christmas featuring some of the Triangle's most gifted singers and musicians. This musical review showcases original Christmas and holiday songs by Motown's most celebrated artists, like the Supremes, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, and Marvin Gaye. Both performances start at 3. Saturday, January 26th, Broadway Voices featuring Jeff Creedy. That starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 9th, it's Rhonda Vincent and The Range, crowned the Queen of Bluegrass. Concert starts at 7:30. Next, we're going to look at the Holly Springs Cultural Center lineup. Saturday, December 8th, it's the Santa Dance. This is the Route 55 Jazz Band. Saturday, December 15th at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Nutcracker Tea Party. The events are at 1 and again at 4. Also Saturday, December 15th, Winter Wonderland, Holly Springs Community Band. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 17, 18, and 19, Girls of the Garden Club. This is presented by Stageworks Theater. Okay, at the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Saturday, December 15th, a Christmas Spectacular presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances. One of them is at 2, the other is at 7. Thursday, January 31st, Tomas Kubanek. That's a show is at 7:30. All right, moving on to Cary. Saturday, December 15th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful condensed version of the holiday classic, The Nutcracker. The suite starts at 11 a.m. Then at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, Sunday, January 20th, the Winter Concert Series Symphony Spotlight featuring Eric Dyke. Tickets are $16. Wednesday, December 5th, General Assembly Chorus Holiday Concert, that's at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, December 8th, Concert Singers of Cary presents Holiday Pops Concert. Once again, these are all at the Cary Arts Center. Sunday, December 9th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Tis the Season, and the performance starts at 4. Friday, December 14th through Sunday, December 16th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Friday and Saturday, December 21 and 22, Campanaria Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker. And then Friday, December 28th, the town of Cary presents Kwanzaa. Okay, Carolina Performing Arts programs start at 8, unless noted. Tuesday, December 11th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Big Band Holidays. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday, January 11th, Luca DeBarge on piano. This is at Memorial Hall. Wednesday, January 16th, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washington at Memorial Hall. This show is at 7:30. Duke performances, Wednesday, December 5th, in the jazz tradition, Nellie McKay. Performances at 7 and 9 at Durham Fruit and Produce. Thursday, December 6th, once again in the jazz tradition, Catherine Russell. Friday, December 7th, in the jazz tradition, Jasmia Horn. Shows at 7 and 9 at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Friday, December 7th, New York Polyphony, Sing Thee Noel at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 8 and 9 in the jazz tradition, NCCU Vocal Jazz Ensemble. Both shows at 1 o'clock at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. And then Saturday, December 8th, in the jazz tradition, it is Renee Marie shows at 7 and 9 in the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.